Welcome to the British Chamber of Commerce Singapore's podcast channel. We're excited to bring you season three of new episodes featuring in-depth content across Singapore, ASEAN, and the United Kingdom. We've had some extraordinary guests on our channel, including Formula One's Claire Williams.
I'm a firm believer that any great team, any successful team has a great culture flowing through it. You aren't successful if you don't. So we put a lot of work into this.
Renowned mountaineer Kenton Cool.
That 2019 there with a client, a big storm came in and literally destroyed Camp 2. And I've got some video footage of Sherpas like trying to hold on to the tent fabric as it blows away. And
the Royal Navy's Commodore Steve Morehouse, commander of the UK Carrier Strike Group.
The squadron of F-35 aircraft we have on board is a Royal Air Force squadron, and the personnel in there are drawn from both the Navy and the Air Force. So, you know, what better way of showing just the efficiency and the joined up nature that we now have?
And distinguished Sky News anchor Jeremy Thompson.
We had two little vans with satellite links, and we leapfrogged up the road to Pristina, the capital, throughout that first day, with non-stop coverage from basically inside a war zone.
We also sit down with the likes of TikTok, Twitch, and Twitter, and continue to bring you conversations around business and trade, leadership and people, sustainability, sports and arts, and much, much more. Thank you, as always, for your support, and we hope you enjoy this podcast.
Hello, my name is David Kelly, and I'm the Executive Director here at the British Chamber of Commerce in Singapore. A very warm welcome to this latest episode where I sit down with business leaders to find out more about them, their business, and the opportunities for further collaboration. Today, I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by Mr. Alvin Tan. And Alvin is the Assistant Chief Executive Officer of the Industry Cluster Group of JTC, Singapore's lead government agency responsible for the planning and development of industrial infrastructure to support and catalyse the growth of new industries and transform existing enterprises. In his current role, Mr. Tan oversees the formulation and execution of industry development and customer engagement strategies for JTC's business park spaces, industrial buildings and estates. Prior to this, Alvin was the Assistant Managing Director of the Singapore Economic Development Board, the EDB. Alvin, it really is a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so, so much for joining me today.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me on this program.
Thanks so much indeed. It really is good to have you. And I guess just to get things going, Alvin, it'd be great to hear a little bit about you and your career journey. I mean, I've provided a little bit of an intro there, but how have you got to your position today?
Well, I started my career at the Singapore Economic Development Board. I was there for 20 years, taking on quite varied roles. I was in the US for a couple of years to promote US companies to invest in Singapore. I later on take on a planning role, looking at land, infrastructure, and human capital initiatives to support industries promoted by the EDP. I then also did a stint heading up the HR function. This was a corporate role. To develop and execute talent strategies for the organization. But in my 20 years at the EDB, I worked closest with the JTC, and JTC was an organization that intrigued me, and I was really admired the work that JTC did. So I joined JTC, and in my current role, I plan and develop real estate solutions so that industries and enterprises can grow and transform.
Super. And we've been really lucky to have engaged with a number of your JTC team over the last year or so. Some really impressive people you have in your organization. And you are a really interesting organization. Can you just sort of tell our listeners a little bit more about what JTC does?
Well, we are actually a government agency and a statutory board under the Ministry of Trade and Industry. But we are an industrial planner and master developer. Actually, what we do is we buy land from the state, master plan the estates, put in the infrastructure, develop the buildings, really to make available prepared land for manufacturing or ready-built facilities to allow for quick startup. So some international listeners may not be aware that actually Singapore has quite a sizable manufacturing sector, accounting for about 20% of the economy. Today, we own and manage more than 7,000 hectares of industrial land, roughly about 10% of Singapore. And we also serve about 14,000 customers across the various industry sectors. Really, our work is enabling the growth of key sectors in the economy and transforming existing enterprises. As the economy has developed, the type of estates and buildings that we developed has also changed. Initially, we started building high-rise factories. This was really more to support light assembly manufacturing activities. Subsequently, we also developed specialized industrial parks. These are industrial parks catering for activities that are technology-intensive manufacturing, things like wafer fabrication, biopharmaceutical plants. Subsequently, we also developed business park where the concept of mixed use was introduced. This is where they incorporated the idea of work, live, play, learn in the area.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And certainly when we've been talking to some of your colleagues, there is a really progressive thinking about your sites, isn't there, around that work, live, play, learn model. Can you just explain a little bit more about that model and sort of how that came together?
Well, our first effort was an estate called One North. This was a 200-hectare development in the Buona Vista area. Today is widely regarded as a tech hub in Singapore. It all started around the early 2000s, where it was observed that Singapore was lagging behind developed economies in terms of R&D activities. So there was a desire to make a big push into R&D. So for us, we needed to create a conducive environment where research and innovation can thrive. So we planned, and within an estate, we master planned such that there are research labs, offices, apartments, hotels, recreational spaces, dining, educational facilities, parks, and many more. So literally, you could work, live, play, and learn in the area. But what's more important is that this mixed-use model helps to bring the communities and businesses together.
It's really, really, really impressive to sort of see that all come together. And you mentioned about the contribution of manufacturing to Singapore's economy. And, JTC supports a large percentage of Singapore's manufacturing base, as you've mentioned. And you're sort of at the forefront of seeing local and regional trends around manufacturing and advanced manufacturing. Can you just talk to our listeners about some of the trends that you're seeing certainly around manufacturing, addressing climate change, and perhaps some of the smart city developments as well that you're seeing?
As we look ahead, there are trends that will clearly shape our work. Well, as far as manufacturing is concerned, we are in the fourth industrial revolution, or I 4.0. This will deeply impact how manufacturers will operate today and in the future. And what we know is that manufacturing will be even more technology intensive, but also less labor intensive. Now, for a small country with a small population, this is actually pretty good news. We're actually quite excited with the opportunity in I 4.0. So in 2021, Singapore announced that we will grow the manufacturing sector by 50% by 2030. From a land use standpoint, and perhaps this is unique to Singapore where, it's a small place, but we have to make manufacturing in a city possible. The other big trend is obviously digitalization. And we all know that COVID has accelerated digitalization. This will impact every business and change the way work is done. This has severe implications on the type of work spaces that talent want. And we think that the work, live, play, learn model becomes even more important since talent no longer just want to go to the workplace to sit at a desk when they can do that at home. From a smart city perspective, we also need to consider how data and digital technologies can be harnessed to solve problems, improve lives, or to enable greater efficiency. The third big change or trend is really climate change. Sustainability considerations have become and will become more important in business decisions. For us, we incorporate sustainability considerations into all our developments and estates, be it maximizing passive design, having a high proportion of green coverage, going car-like, deploying solar, implementing district cooling, just to name something. But we also need to consider using data to optimize energy and water usage so that we can continue to push the frontiers in sustainability.
Brilliant. It's great to hear that. And we know, well, we'll come on to sort of later in the conversation around some of your digital districts, which are really, really exciting. But, if we can give you a crystal ball, what does the future of Singapore's manufacturing landscape look like? And how do you sort of reimagine the concept around that work, live, play, learn model, sort of taking that concept forward?
Well, manufacturing is sometimes misunderstood. Sometimes it's hard to shake off the old image of smokestack factories, and some have the impression that work is sweaty, dirty, or even dangerous. So to prepare for the future of manufacturing, we are reimagining the way we master plan our district. It's no longer just about providing land and building, but to play the role of an ecosystem builder, to really connect the dots and bring businesses together. We think the new phase of Singapore's manufacturing will be drastically different. It will be cleaner, smarter, and collaborative.
And how does that cleaner, smarter, and more collaborative sort of environment really take shape? I mean, how do you take that from sort of a concept to implementing that, Alvin?
We need to think of three levels of connectivity and integration, really through infrastructure, the ecosystem, and digital data. We start with infrastructure, where the real estate really forms a base of how ecosystems develop. We have to develop car-like mixed-use districts with work, live, play, learn elements for industries, offices, retail, F&B, parks, residential, and community. The key is to be able to integrate the hardware and lifestyle options well so that talent is attracted into the area. As far as industry and ecosystem is concerned, it has to be curated in a way where business, government agencies and research centers and academia in related and adjacent areas are located together. This industry, academia, government nexus is key for partnerships and collaborations. And lastly, for digital data, is how we digitalize how we operate our estates with technology and platforms. It's about making data available such that we can operate and optimize how energy and water are used such that we can continually advance efforts on sustainability. Today, we are applying this approach to our newest district, Jurong Innovation District and Punggol Digital District.
Really brilliant. And I want to get on to the Jurong Innovation Districts and the Punggol Digital District. And I have a silly question, if I may. I mean, you're a really interesting organization. You're bringing all of these different elements together. You talked about the government element, the academia element, the industry element. It's a great network to plug into as well. And you can see it's really turbocharging to the manufacturing industry in Singapore, which is very impressive. How do you navigate all of the different changes and all the different levers across the Singapore government, whether that's the Ministry of Trade and Industry, whether it's generating new jobs and skills? How do you pull all of that together?
Well, if you look at Jurong Innovation District, or JID, this is an estate that is located in the western part of Singapore, where the heart of the manufacturing sector is. This is a 600-hectare development and is ambitioned to be Asia's leading advanced manufacturing hub. So far, JID has attracted close to Singapore $2 billion of investment. It's a curated ecosystem of advanced manufacturing firms along the full value chain, comprising factories of the future, talent and training activities, technology providers such as 3D printing services, research and development. The district has some pretty unique infrastructure as well. It has the first underground district logistic network that enhances logistics efficiency and optimizes land use. It has also the first 11 kilometer of car-free sky corridor for pedestrians, cyclists, and autonomous shuttles. You can think of this like a three-layer sandwich, right? Trucks in the basement, cars on the street level, and pedestrian on the sky corridor. The district will also have a biophilic design. So about 30% of the district will have green coverage through multi-level planting and a network of green spine to connect lift and workspaces. So if you take all that together, it'll be quite a totally different type of environment for manufacturing.
A great place for those that have got innovative businesses to plug into. And you've also got the Jurong Innovation District as well. So whilst you've got some really exciting things happening around the Innovation District, you're also sort of building a leading manufacturing hub as well. And you've got some exciting developments around that and a new smart and sustainable business district in Punggol. Can you just talk to our listeners a little bit more about that district?
Well, Punggol Digital District, or PDD in short, it's another new district that we're developing. This is a 50-hectare mixed-use business park that is integrated with the new Singapore Institute of Technology University campus. Right. And we'll have a new MRT station in the basement of the building. This place is built with lifestyle offerings, recreational facilities, and integrated with nature, really that to appeal to talent. We think that with the close proximity to the industry, we believe that businesses can get access to young talents at close quarters, while students benefit from a full-fledged applied learning environment. PDD will be the cornerstone of Singapore's Smart Nation's ambition. The key element that powers Smart Nation is actually data. So PDD will be the first digital district with full integration of digital infrastructure and smart technologies through the Open Digital Platform, or ODP, which will form the digital backbone for the district. The ODP will integrate smart city technologies in facilities management, security, district cooling, and autonomous goods delivery system within the district to enhance user experience, optimize energy and resource efficiency. But beyond the hardware and the technology, PDD will be a place for experimentation. It will be a living lab for test bedding. Those operating in PDD will have access to district-wide data from the ODP so that players from different verticals, industry, can tap on the data to create new products and solutions.
And taking that from concept to reality, how does JTC bring these projects together? And also, what was the driving force behind the shift?
JID and PDD are multi-decade projects and will continue to develop and evolve. But we have first start by building it physically, as well as building the industry ecosystem. Both JID and PDD are currently under development. Some parts of JID are already done, with companies already operating, while PDD will be ready in phases from 2024 onwards. For JID, we are delighted that international firms such as Hyundai, Shimano, SATS, Makino, Bosch Rexroth, to name a few, have committed to make JID their home. We are already seeing partnerships emerging among these firms and with the research institutes, university, and local companies in the area. So a collaborative manufacturing ecosystem is already starting to take root. This ecosystem that we are building in JID will offer resources and expertise that many enterprises will need help them successfully adopt I4.0 solutions. We welcome more global manufacturers to join this ecosystem to leverage opportunities in the region for I4.0 adoption.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Alvin, because that sort of brings me on to my next question, which is, you know, we're sat here to the British Chamber of Commerce. There's a brilliant relationship between the UK and Singapore through the SG-UK Partnership for the Future. There are a couple of really important strands between the relationship between both countries around technology and innovation and education and sustainability. So there's lots of collaborative sort of areas between the UK and Singapore. Turning to sort of how do we get businesses involved in your two exciting areas, for those that do have innovative solutions that can support your digital and innovation districts, how do companies find out more about how to integrate? And what are you looking for in terms of vertical ecosystems? And how do we try and plug really interesting innovation businesses that are ready and at the right stage to get involved with your two districts?
Well, for JID, anyone involved in Industry 4.0 should connect with us. Companies looking to set up their new manufacturing facilities or their I4.0 solutions providers and enablers, 3D printing to name a few. For PDD, we have identified certain industries for a start. Companies in cybersecurity, AI, blockchain, fintech, or smart living and smart city solutions should connect with us. We think PDD will be at the forefront of our Smart Nation initiative. So companies that may want to consider PDD as a reference site to partner, develop and test their solutions before scaling up elsewhere in the world.
Okay, that sounds great. It'd be great to sort of explore that in the future around, certainly there's opportunities, as you mentioned, around cyber, AI, blockchain, fintech, and that sort of smart living piece. It'd be great to sort of see whether we can sort of create some more collaboration through our joint networks. Are you seeing any gaps in terms of businesses or those with innovative ideas or technologies that you're currently seeking to engage with? Are there sort of areas that are that you're really trying to chase that we might be able to help support and plug them into you?
Oh, certainly. I think there'll be plenty. I think there'll be many ideas and solutions that we have yet to imagine. We are really at the start of the journey. The chapters to the PDD and JID stories are to be written. So we'll be keen to connect with companies who are identified with the ecosystem at JID and PDD, companies that wish to be part of the journey to develop the next solution in this estate, or the opportunity to just test these solutions before scaling up in Singapore and beyond.
So what does good look like, Alvin? So you're sat here as the assistant chief exec, but these two brilliantly innovative developments that are coming out. Clearly, you know, Singapore's strategy around the 30 by 30 piece, the road to net zero, the whole digital aspect, and looking at talent through the Ministry of Manpower and looking at future skills that are coming through. You're almost sat right at the heart of something really, really important here in Singapore. And so what does good look like for JTC?
Well, we certainly hope that both JID and PDD will turn up the way we envision. We have a good start. We are starting to see the collaborative ecosystem taking shape, the partnerships forming, the estates are being built now, and we hope that many more international players and local players want to make their home in these two districts.
Okay. And when you're looking at those areas, I mean, you mentioned cyber, AI, blockchain, fintech, and smart living. Which sort of stakeholder sort of defines the opportunity or the challenge that you're trying to fix? Does it come from industry? Does it come from the buyers? Does it come from JTC? Where do you define the problems that need to be fixed that we can plug businesses into?
So if you look at PDD, we are creating an ecosystem of companies, government agencies, and industry associations in the digital space. And you know, we have digital leaders in various verticals that have decided to set up home in that area.
Okay.
And what's important for us is to see that the companies share the mindset of innovation to accelerate partnership and collaboration. And for us, it's great to see that the partnerships are already forming within the PDD ecosystem. We think that the solutions needed for the future will come from the industry, and it's across the different industry domains where partnerships can happen, and that's where the real innovation takes place.
Oh, that's great, and it'll be great to sort of work with your team, Alvin, as well, sort of in the future as we're starting to see that develop. Certainly between the UK and Singapore would be really good. Look, thanks so much for your time today. There is a question we do ask everybody on our podcast channel, which is. It's to find out a little bit more about you. And we do ask this to everybody, which is, if we could offer you the British Chamber of Commerce time machine, and we can transport you back to a time in your career where, with all of the knowledge that you have at the moment, whether that's in your current job or through your career, where you could offer your younger self some advice, when would you go back and tell yourself something, and what would that something be?
Oh, that's a good question. So the question is, I want to go back in time. What do I tell myself? Is it?
Yeah. So you've amassed so much amazing knowledge. You've had an amazing career. You're doing some really innovative stuff with JTC. If you could take what you know now and impart some of the knowledge that you know now into a younger you, what would that bit of knowledge be? Would it be around actually? Testing quickly and failing quickly is really good because it demonstrates sort of being innovative and challenging the norm. Is it, you know, is it sort of thinking about the future and wishing you had a bit of a crystal ball? Is it about sort of working hard and building a great team? What would be the bit that you would take to your younger self and provide yourself some advice?
I would think that it's really hard to predict the future, and the way the future turned out was probably impossible to imagine in my younger years. And yeah. So I think the approach is really to be open-minded and be adaptive and nimble in everything that we do.
Oh, I really like that. Be open-minded and nimble, and that's exactly what you're creating in your two interesting areas around Bongo and Jurong as well, which is great. And Alvin, thank you so much for joining today. It's been great to sort of get a little bit more of an understanding around yourself, around JTC, and about the innovation district and the digital district as well. We hope we can work more collaboratively, provide some great opportunities for companies to collaborate through the chamber relationship with JTC more broadly to see if we can really support you. So it's been great to have you today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, David. It's really nice to have this chat as well. We look forward to more partnerships with the British Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you.
thank you for tuning into this episode of the British Chambers podcast. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe, and why not leave us a rating and review on Spotify, Apple, Google, and the other podcast platforms. For more information, please visit our website at www.britcham.org.sg and tune in next time for a brand new episode.